Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to Thursday's show.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I have an Amazon Echo. I don't even call it that. I call it Alexa. Mm-hmm. I don't even know it as an Amazon Echo anymore. I just know it as an Alexa. And they talk about how many people have these now. Just around our room. And granted, we're a pretty tech show because we work in the tech business. Who has an Alexa? Raise your hand. One, two, three. All of us, but Morgan number two. Morgan number two, you don't have, and you're like 12. I thought everybody had one of those.
No, I just don't really want to have an Alexa. I think they're really annoying.
But I don't think you know how to work it, though.
My parents have one, and when I went home and visited, every time we would talk, Alexa would keep talking, and I got so frustrated that I made them turn it off and put it in another room.
Maybe that's why I like it. It feels like someone's there with me, and I'm just at home alone, lonely all the time. She'll just start talking. I'll be like, oh, yo, you're here too.
Oh, you like chocolate too?
Oh, thank you. But what you can do is you can add, and I'm not going to say it, but you can add onto grocery lists. And that's what I'll do sometimes is if I need some more Tide Pods to eat, I'll be like,
oh, boy.
I'll say, hey, I need more detergent. And then when it's time, I can either order it from Amazon, they'll bring it to the house, or I just have a list and I go get it. It's crazy.
That's really cool.
That's the great part. In music, I listen to music some on it too. Yeah.
I was home for Christmas. My sister has one, and my niece loves Kleenex for some reason. She likes to take it out of the box, and she wipes her mouth with Kleenex. And I said, wow, she really loves Kleenex. And that Alexa thing goes, we made a note that you guys love Kleenex. What in the world? That is so creepy.
Oh, for sure they're monitoring it.
And so I put mine's in the box at my house.
But Lunchbox, your phone is hearing everything you do too. So then don't have a phone. Move off the grid. You're in the grid, so you might as well embrace it.
Yeah, move to the mountains.
Do like Dirks in his new record. Move mountains.
Yeah, grow a beard and get out there.
Get out of town, Jack.
That's just creepy, though.
Yeah, well, it's happening all the time. Your computer's watching you through your hole. Your phone's listening to you through your speaker.
No, only when I hit that button and she says, how can I help you?
Okay, well, I'm glad you think that. A new survey found that people who own an Alexa spend way more at Amazon than people who don't.
Yeah, totally.
Because they make it so easy.
Exactly.
It's like people who have a car drink more Starbucks than people who don't. You know why? Because they can drive through it. So I saw that. I'm surprised, Morgan, number two, that you don't have one.
I know. I should get one.
No, I'm not saying you should. For some people, it's an expense and it's not worth it.
Yeah.
But, hey, okay.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things. It's ICU.
Let me give a big ICU shout out to Stanley Holler. He's 42 years old, from Indiana, weighed 678 pounds. That was him at his heaviest. He went to the doctor. Doctor said, hey, this is crazy. You're going to die, and soon. So he just started walking. And then he started jogging just a bit, and then walking, and then jogging a bit more. He now exercises 5 times a week. He's lost 500 pounds.
Whoa!
Over the last 3 years. He just hit the 500-pound mark. He lost 500 pounds.
Unbelievable.
His goal weight's 180. Again, he weighed 678. Crazy. Stanley Holler, I see you. I see you!
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In airline news, more than 2,000 flights were canceled from Florida to Maine because of that winter storm. Make sure you get to the airport early today. There's going to be long lines. In health news, 49 of the 50 states have reported people with the flu. A North Texas school district had to close for the entire week because of the flu. And finally, in New York City, the NYPD, they've arrested 2 people in connection with that hit and run of the officer in Times Square. The officer is making a full recovery.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's a $6,000 toilet that was just unveiled. It has abilities including voice-activated flushing. And if we're getting that lazy, we can't even take our hand and reach back and just touch it with our finger, that's pretty lazy. The Numi toilet. It's classified as an intelligent toilet. It has a heated seat. That I could be into.
That's nice.
That's a nice one. It has speakers with wireless streaming capability.
That's pretty cool.
You spend time there,
yeah.
You definitely can listen to some music. It has a foot warmer and a nightlight. The night light's a really undervalued thing when it comes to toilets because it's dark and you don't want to wake people up sometimes.
And so is a foot warmer.
Yeah, along with many other cutting-edge features. I saw this on a site called Mental Floss, but the toilet costs $6,000.
Wow. That sounds cool. It's a little expensive, but it sounds nice.
No, it's a lot expensive.
Yeah.
The voice flushing seems I guess you just add that to add it. But how reliable is it? Hopefully there's a button, too.
Yeah.
You don't want to get stuck with just having the voice capability.
Yeah, maybe it has an automatic plunger, too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Auto plunge.
That's exactly.
Yeah, think about that. Bobby Bones Show. Bring on the positivity. So we're going to do our segment called Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good.
And since Amy's not here, we have our guest Tell Me Something Gooder, our phone screener. Hillary's here, everybody. Yay, Hillary. Yay. Okay, Tell Me Something Good. I will go first. Full-time mom, part-time barista. Her name is Stephanie. She needed somebody to watch her daughter when she went to work at Starbucks. And so she brought her kid along with her manager's permission. Set her up at a table, was working at Starbucks. Kid started crying. There was an officer there who said, hey, is your baby crying? She's like, yeah. So the officer took her and watched her for a half hour inside the Starbucks.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Trooper Brad.
There you go.
And he's got a nice name, Trooper Brad. She's like, it blew me away. It was wonderful. So I thought that was a pretty good story. Lunchbox, tell me something good.
There was these two high school girls. They were driving through the neighborhood on their way to school when they saw this man in the driveway just laying there. It was minus 8 degrees in Minnesota. They're like, man, that doesn't seem right. They pulled over, and he was having some kind of cardiac episode. They did CPR, called 911, saved his life, got him on the stretcher, and off to the hospital. But without them stopping, he would have just died right there on the driveway.
Man. Like, that's a thing to actually go, I should stop, and I should go do something. Because if you just see me laying, maybe you just keep... I don't know. That's a good one. Hillary, our phone screener, what do you have?
Jerry Miller and his wife, at the time, they were 17 years old, had a baby, and they felt like they were too young, so they put up for adoption. That was 40 years ago. They've been trying to find her, and they couldn't. Well, they put something up on social media. That was his last resort, and he ended up finding her after 40 years.
How did they get back to her? Do we know?
I don't. They just posted on social media. He was sick. He got diagnosed with something recently, so he really wanted to find her, and that was the only way to do it.
Social media detectives, good or bad, they exist for sure. That's Tell Me Something Good. Thank you very much.
Bobby Bones is on.
Married people hide at least 3 purchases a year. Lunchbox, you've been married for a couple years.
Yeah.
Do you have anything you buy and you don't tell your wife?
No, I hide how much I spend on fantasy sports.
Your gambling habit.
Yeah, I tell her it's about $250 and it's more than that.
$250 of what?
For all my leagues.
Like all year?
Yeah, that's what I tell her. And she's, oh, that's not that bad. But
it's more?
Oh, yeah.
See, I don't play any fantasy sports at all. But it used to be like $50.
Right, but I'm in different leagues, basketball, baseball, all the sports, and it adds up over the year. And I just tell her, yeah, it's about $200. It's a big lie. It doesn't matter. It's my money because we have separate accounts, but I don't want her to think I'm just blowing all my money.
Then why do you lie if it's your money?
Just to make her feel better. But make her feel like I'm more responsible.
Is she the responsible one fiscally in your house?
For sure. She's very fiscally responsible, doesn't splurge on anything. She'll go shopping every once in a while. Like, I'm going to run to Target. She comes back 2.5 hours later, stopped at TJ Maxx, stopped at Home Goods, all those other stores. But besides that, she's good. She does that once every 3 months.
Does she share with you what she buys, or do you think she's hiding something too?
Oh, she shares.
She does?
I check when she gets back from the store.
Go through the bags?
Yeah, what'd you get? I see you got 3 bags there. What all'd you get? How much you spend? And she'll, oh, I got this shirt. I got this decoration.
Do you have a login into her online accounts?
No.
Do you know how much she has in her accounts?
Nope.
And she has no idea how much you have in yours?
Correct.
Wow.
And I guess if that works for you, that just, I'm not married, so I don't share my account with anybody, but I just would imagine if I did, it would kind of be, this is what we have.
It just doesn't cause a fight that way. If you don't have to worry about spending her money, she doesn't worry about spending your money.
What if one of you is spending a lot of credit card and you're way in debt? And that's both of your debt if you're married.
Not if it's in her name, right?
You're still married.
Oh, I don't like that. But I'm telling you, she's smart with that. So I doubt she would, because she's on top of things.
And she has no idea how much money you make a year.
No idea. Never seen a paycheck of mine.
That's crazy to me.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Keith Urban revealed the name of his new tour. It's called Graffiti U, which is also the name of his new album. No details on when it comes out, but Keith Urban played a very small pop-up show in Nashville, announced the tour, announced the record, and it's just all going to be awesome. Keith does everything awesome. Lady A and Darius Rucker are co-headlining the Summer Plays on tour. So that's out. That's co-headlining tour. That's going to be out in the summertime. Dolly Parton's earned two spots on the 2018 Guinness World Records book. Dolly earned for her records being the female artist with the most hits on Billboard's Hot Country chart and for having most decades with a top 20 hit on the chart. I'm Bobby, and for Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Indiana. A woman thought she used a great plan using a counterfeit $100 bill to buy a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm.
She wins $10,000.
Whoa.
Woo.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only problem is they're waiting for her when she shows up at the office to claim the $10,000. Counterfeit money to win the lottery.
So many levels to that. One, she just won $10,000.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story by itself. But the fact that they knew it was her, I guess they went to the tape.
Yep, they went to the tape and they show her in the video celebrating.
So how does she get that 100? Ask her for a friend. How does she get that fake 100? Do we know?
Does she make it?
She make it? Does she have a friend that makes it?
I'd like to see it because I'd like to see what the gas station person accepted and went, oh, this is legit.
Yeah, probably didn't use that marker on it.
Probably didn't hold it up to the light like they do every time I go to Taco Bell. They go, is this
shady.
Five real? All right.
Oh, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Our video producer, Eddie, is conducting an experiment, I guess out of necessity, where his wife needs the keys and she doesn't have them. So Eddie's ordering an Uber and having the Uber drive the keys to his wife.
There's a first time for everything.
But did you ask if they would transport an object and not a human?
I just ordered the Uber. I guess when he gets here, I'm going to look him face to face and be like, all right, here's what we're going to do. And I trust you with everything I got.
But you don't even know who this is.
No, I do. His name's Alonzo. His picture came up.
Raymond, our audio producer, is in the glass room. Now, you drive for Uber. Does this work?
Well, I've done it with the food before, but they've honestly told us if somebody doesn't get in the car, don't take it.
So you do Uber Eats. Eddie's trying to do Uber Keys.
Honestly, it's a liability.
So how far out is he?
It says 3 minutes away. And my wife needs it because the kids go to school today and she really needs her car keys.
Why doesn't she have them?
Because she's been driving my car around and I guess she left her keys in my cup holder and I didn't notice it till I got to work today.
Okay, well, go meet Alonzo.
See what he says?
Lunchbox.
Did you take all the credit cards out, or do you trust Alonzo?
No, well, see, she has one of those wallets that connects to the keys, so I took all the credit cards out except one.
You left one credit card in there for Alonzo?
Not for Alonzo, in case she needs gas or something.
In case Alonzo needs Starbucks on the way back, or why? Okay.
Oh, boy.
Let us know. You're going out there now?
Yeah.
Meet him?
2 minutes.
We'll see if Eddie's Uber that he ordered on his phone will transport the keys to his wife. Eddie gave his keys to the Uber driver. They're going to drive it down or what?
Okay, the package has left the building and I'm tracking him.
So he's going to take a really scenic route probably.
No. That's what I was thinking. But he's taking the route that I bring to work. So we're good. Look.
So Eddie's wife left the keys in Eddie's Jeep. Now he's got to have them sent back. But you're not supposed to use Uber to ship things.
The guy, there was no hesitation from the guy. He's like, yeah, all right, no problem. Put him in here. Let's go.
Did you give him a little extra money?
No. Mm. It's Uber.
Yeah, but they take... Ray, you guys get tips, right?
Yeah, at the very end of the ride.
Oh.
But if you're doing something illegal, you should probably get tipped up front, right?
You can't with the app. You can do it in cash.
That's what I'm saying. Slide them five.
Cash. Let me text the wife, see if she has some cash.
A 73-year-old man breaks his neck in a motorbike accident and then drives himself home. He had to hold his head up by his hair.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
How about that? A 73-year-old beet farmer named Jim was riding his motorcycle. He was looking for grasshoppers on his farm. He hit a divot, went flying over the handlebars, landed on his head, broke his neck. He's like, okay, I'm alive, but I'm not going to be if I don't get out of this situation. So his head was broken. His neck was broken. So he takes his hand, and you know how you run your fingers through your hair?
Yeah.
He does that and grabs his hair, holds his head up, got back on the motorcycle, drove a quarter mile, called for help, taken to the hospital, 2 fractured vertebrae, head surgery, full recovery expected.
What on earth?
That's a man.
That's a survivor.
That's a man right there.
Oh my goodness.
I want to hear you guys whine about a little snow outside. This guy's got his hand in his hair.
His own head up.
Oh. That's crazy, man.
What's that to my left? Turn the head.
Like, wow,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Okay, pull the right ear. He's also steering with his ears.
It's like Ratatouille
yeah,
or what?
Yeah. That poor guy.
Wow.
Now time for easy trivia. These are questions everybody should get. Everybody should get all these questions. So I give you five easy trivia questions. And we'll see who the big winner is over there between Lunchbox and our producer, Eddie. And question number one. Write your answer down, please. No, we'll just go back and forth. I like
okay.
that idea
better. Okay. All right, I'll
Lunchbox.
Write it down. Yeah.
What's the only United state to start with a D, as in dog?
Oh, that's easy. That's Delaware.
Delaware.
Nice.
Easy Woo! Trivia.
Woo!
Eddie.
Come on.
A person who studies dinosaurs and fossils.
Oh, that is a paleontologist.
Correct.
Hey!
Easy trivia. Lunchbox.
Yep.
How many balls, including the cue ball, is used in a game of pool?
Including the cue ball, there is 13.
16. There's the cue ball, 7 solid, 7 striped, 1 black.
Dang.
Because the 8 ball goes up to
the
8
I thought it was 6 and 6, yeah.
Mm. Oh, but the old 7 ball. That's a tough pool game.
We used
game.
To play that one back in the old pool ball.
Oh, because yeah. the 8 ball, you idiot.
Who are you calling it?
Yeah.
Me, because it has to go up to 16. Oh, that was dumb.
Eddie, what's the smallest unit of matter? Easy trivia.
Oh, that's an ounce.
No, that's a measure.
That's a liquid, isn't it?
No, it's an atom.
That's a liquid.
Oh, man.
Hey, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
How many ounces in a pound?
Ounces yeah. in a pound?
How many ounces in a pound? Easy trivia.
16?
That's correct.
What? Yeah! Oh, goodness.
Eddie,
come on.
You need this one.
I need it.
To tie the game.
Yeah, buddy, don't mess this one up.
Shh. Lunch.
You ever look up in the sky and see, like, pretty things and go, wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a rainbow, for example.
Ooh, yes, rainbows.
Yeah. What's the top color of the rainbow?
Roy G. Biv. Red.
Oh!
Yeah!
Dang!
Pressure's on, Lunch!
We are now down...
Not really.
To the final question.
Oh!
Woo!
Speed round!
Speed round!
Yes, 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 yes.
So, yell your name if you know it.
Okay.
One question. If you happen to miss it, the other person wins.
Automatically?
They don't even have to get it right.
Automatically, they don't have to get it right!
Unbelievable!
Oh, my goodness! That's a plot twist.
Easy trivia. Ready?
Ooh, yep.
What states make up the four corners?
Eddie,
for the yep. win or the loss. Go yep. ahead.
Oregon?
One at a time. Oregon, he says.
Hey!
Lunchbox, you are the winner! Hey!
It's Colorado,
yes.
New Mexico,
yes.
Nevada,
no.
and Oklahoma.
No! You got two, though, which is better than Eddie.
The, Oregon!
It's Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona.
Yeah!
Lunchbox, you are the winner. Nice
yeah!
work. Attaboy. Easy trivia.
I thought I had this
Pick
one.
Pick up a book is every it, now and then, Eddie.
Is it Maine?
New Hampshire.
Russia. The Mediterranean Sea and Wonderland. No, Eddie, I'm sorry. That's incorrect.
Dang it.
Eddie ordered an Uber to send his keys back home, which you can't do, but he did. And it made it, huh?
I'm happy to say it made it. My wife just texted me. She said she got it. Now we're just a little worried because I was tracking it and I saw that he kind of circled the neighborhood a little bit.
He went to Starbucks. She gave him a credit card too.
The credit card was in there. So now if she's like, what if he took a picture of the credit card?
That's true. All those things happen for sure. Now, we found some ham in our freezer. I think we're going to order an Uber and try to send some ham to Ray's girlfriend just to see if they'll pick it up and take it. I think
we're going to do this all day.
Yeah, we're just going to see what they'll do. So. So if where you live doesn't have Uber, it's an app on your phone, and they'll basically just come give you a ride, and you pay for the ride. It's like a taxi, but using an app. But they don't transport substances. So what we're going to try, though, is we have a pack of ham. old ham from the freezer.
Mm, it looks pretty old.
And we're going to try to transport this to Ray's girlfriend downtown. So do we want to send the ham in a car, an SUV?
Oh.
The SUV is expensive, and I'm paying for this.
So. Okay, so let's go real nice. Black car.
Yeah.
Okay, here. We'll do Uber XL.
Like an Escalade.
We'll do something in the middle. Uber XL.
It's going to be a minivan.
Okay, Lunchbox, you have to go out and convince the guy to take the ham.
Oh, yeah.
So, confirm pickup. Oh, wait. This address isn't right. Got it. Okay. So, confirm pickup. I'm going to tell you how long till he gets here.
Yeah, how long?
Finding ride. Hold on a second. Now it takes a second to find the ride. We'll see who accepts. They don't even know it's the ham challenge yet.
They're being part of the ham challenge.
Yeah, they just think they're going to pick up somebody. So, call on the hotline, Lunchbox, and get on the phone.
Okay.
Because I want to talk to you while you talk to this person. It'd be like, hey, this is a really important ham.
Man, this is frozen solid.
That's some frozen ham hitting each other. It still says finding your ride.
It sounds
like those knocker balls.
Yeah.
That hand does. Still fine. I'm on surge pricing too because no one wants to drive on the ice. Okay, Lunchbox. He will be here in 6 minutes away.
All right.
Take my phone and then call on yours and get on the hotline.
Now I'm getting confused.
No, just take that and he'll drive up.
Okay.
Do you ever use Uber?
No.
Oh boy.
You never used Uber?
No. I've used Lyft.
Okay, same thing.
Same thing. Why's he so complicated?
No, I've never had Fruit Loops. I've had Cheerios.
Well, I got a call. I got to be on two different phones.
No, that's just to look at. Okay, go outside and catch that guy.
I'll catch him in 6 minutes.
Okay, so I'm going to count down the top songs right now as Lunchbox goes outside to catch. But you got to get on, and I got to know, and I want to hear you talk to
you
him.
You got
to
call the hotline.
Yeah, I got to find out that number.
Okay.
Okay, just walk out of the room.
Go to the glass room.
Oh, you ready for me to leave already?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this guy?
Been asking that for years. The number 5 song in country music is Chris Young, Losing Sleep. Fall into me, let me breathe the air you breathe. The number 4 song, Like I Loved You, from Brett Young. Don't tell me we could still be friends, hang out on the weekend, you're gonna be okay. Number 3, Yours, from Russell Dickerson. I came to life when I first kissed you. Eric Church, Round Here Buzz, at number 2. Catch me around. I was listening to Eric Church's live stuff last night, and man, he does a lot of cool covers.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the Live from Church, that album?
It's like 62.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, he does a lot of cool covers. And then the number 1 song, Maren Morris, I Could Use a Love Song. I could use a love song. Those are your top 5 country songs right now. Here are your top pop songs. Bad at Love, from Halsey, at number 3. Camila Cabello, Havana, at number 2.
Yeah.
Oh, turn it up.
That's a jam.
Hey, DJ, turn it up. That song has 10 riders.
What, to do this?
Are you kidding? This is amazing.
Wow.
I'm surprised it didn't take 30.
I thought one dude would do it. Just
graduate. Yeah, nah, nah, nah. Number 1's Ed Sheeran, Perfect. Baby, I
nailed it.
Ed's ballads are always fantastic.
How many people did it take to write this?
I don't know. Ed Sheeran's been in so many lawsuits about him stealing songs.
That's true.
So who knows?
So he's got 40 writers in that one.
Have you heard? Because Ed Sheeran wrote the new Tim McGraw song.
Which one? Tim and Faith.
For
yes.
The wrist. So now Ed Sheeran's being sued because they say Ed Sheeran stole that song. Have you heard the 2?
Oh my goodness.
And it's not a Tim and Faith thing because they heard the song and liked it and said, we'll take it. But now Ed's being. If I play the 2 beside each other, your mind will be blown.
I want to hear it.
That someone thought that was. It's crazy.
Okay, I want to
hear it. Hey, Lunchbox, you outside?
Yeah, I'm waiting outside for this guy.
The Uber driver, how long until he gets there according to my phone?
5 minutes.
Okay, you're good.
You're fine. You have a jacket on. Well,
go ahead.
It said 6 minutes, like 10 minutes ago. It's like he hadn't moved in about an hour.
He probably had a patch of ice.
Yeah.
He's just spinning out for a bit.
He's doing donuts right now.
Yeah, yeah. He can't get out of a ditch.
Give the guy a break.
What's his name?
It's cold out here. His name is Faraj.
So Faraj is going to come and get Lunchbox's ham, and you have to convince him this is really, 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 like, super special ham.
Yes,
is
it has
ham
to get
or turkey?
There.
Do we know what?
It's pork. It's a pork chop.
Oh, I just knew it was frozen meat we stole from the freezer.
It's 2 pork chops.
Okay. So we're going to try to get him to transport that to Bay, Ray's girlfriend. But Lunch, you have to convince them like this is a big deal, okay?
Oh, I'm going to convince them. Don't you worry. I'm very convincing when I talk.
Okay, thank you. What do you think time-wise? Still 5 minutes?
That's 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. Stand there. Top three alternative songs. 30 Seconds to Mars, Walk on Water, number three. This is Jared Leto here. And the boys.
Yeah.
I think his brother's in the band too, huh?
Oh, is that his brother?
I think so. Mike D, you're into the alternative stuff. Is that his brother? You don't know? It's too mainstream for Mike D. He likes that those punk bands that they have to say where they're from still. But like, it's a local band from Pittsburgh coming to town.
You don't know him yet.
You don't know him yet. He's like, oh, it's my favorite band. Galapagos. I love them. Like, I never heard of them. Well, they just got together yesterday.
You're right. His brother Shannon.
Of course I'm right about music.
Hey, how do you know all that stuff?
Wacow. Number two, Walk the Moon 1 Foot.
1 foot in front of the other.
Nice. And the number one alternative song is Beck, Up All Night. That's cool.
He's still doing it.
Yeah. I got two turntables and a microphone. Yeah. Lunchbox, how far?
5 minutes.
Okay, cool. We'll come back. Hang out.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bones.
These stories of people leaving medical instruments inside of human bodies, crazy, scary. I don't know how they don't have these things numbered, and then they check. Okay, number one, check, two, check. But there's a veteran who says that a surgeon left a scalpel inside of him after surgery. He's now suing the Veterans Affairs Hospital. He says the scalpel was discovered years later. The same story, long-term abdominal pain, and they assume it's something else. 4 years, he goes in, an x-ray shows a scalpel inside of his body. He had to undergo surgery with another scalpel to remove the scalpel that was inside of his stomach. His lawyer confirmed it was all. He says, I can't believe that. That's complete incompetence, that you don't check and see all the tools are out.
Whatever checklist they're using is not working.
If I ever have to go into surgery, I'm going to have a talk with them. Okay, we're going to color code these and put numbers on all the handles.
Yeah.
Before you sew me back up, I need you to check, make sure they're all here. But, and then I start to wonder myself if I ever get like a pain in my back or my neck, because I had crazy surgery as a kid.
Oh.
What's left inside of me?
Like what could have dropped in there and still in there?
Instead of gas, it's probably
a screw.
Like a clamp or something. Yeah.
That'd be something.
If I don't take my fiber pills, by the way, my day's over.
What's wrong with you, old man?
I know. I have to take 4 in the morning. They're Metamucil. And
dude,
then I have to take 4. I'm 37 now.
Yeah. Might as well be 57 with Metamucil.
Really?
I mean, that's like, yeah, you have trouble getting it out.
I don't use the bathroom.
That's not good, man.
I just don't. There will go weeks at a time. I never use the bathroom.
Your plumbing's messed up. You got to figure that out.
No, I agree. But it was not a thing to me. I just, yeah, every few weeks I go to the bathroom. That was it.
Oof.
But I have to, don't think my fiber it completely sets me.
Listen to
yeah,
you.
Listen to me. Can you imagine dating me? Hey, babe.
Hey.
Nice to meet you. Listen, my hobbies. I like to read. I love Netflix. Fiber. I must have fiber every morning. I'm a real treat to be.
Yeah.
Here's a funny story for you. So my last girlfriend, Lindsay, she is a crazy guitar player. And so I'd always said when we were dating for years, if you ever name drop Dimebag Daryl, when someone says, who are your guitar influences? I will pay you money. I think I said I'd give her $50 or something.
Right.
I haven't talked to her about it in months. And obviously we don't talk as much as we used to because we're not dating. And our breakup wasn't something that either one of us wanted to happen. So it's not, we're not angry at each other.
Sure.
So she texted me last night. She goes, hey, maybe you want to hear this. By the way, Dimebag Daryl is the lead guitarist, or was the lead guitarist before he died, of Pantera. I mean, hardcore.
Yeah.
And I said, Lindsay, at some point in your life, you have to say Dimebag. Just fit it in. So here we go. Here's Lindsay doing an interview on Satellite.
I know guitar players, when I was little, like I love Keith Urban, I love John Mayer, I love Dimebag Daryl, I love Jimi Hendrix. It's like you need to surround yourself with as many kinds of music. And
Dimebag Daryl, baby!
Yeah.
Now I owe her some money or something. Rock and roll. Lunchbox is outside. We're going to check in with him in about 30 seconds. The Uber driver is just now arriving. We're trying to send meat from here to Ray's apartment. You're not supposed to do that, but we're seeing if the Uber driver will carry this meat product. We're not quite sure. Pork chop, ham. We don't know what this is. So, Lunchbox, is he ready outside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's like 8 degrees out there.
Bobby Bones.
Lunchbox is outside right now. We're trying to transport this contraband meat from the studio to Ray's girlfriend. Is he there yet, Lunchbox?
No, he is about 45 seconds away, 30 seconds away. He's one block away. He is making a move. Oh, my goodness. I can see headlights.
It's like a countdown to New Year's.
There he is. Okay, there he is. He's there.
All right. Convince him to take his ham.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go. I'm going to get him to roll down his window. Oh, I can't go out that door and the alarm will sound. What in the world?
What door are you not out? Where you should be outside already.
Oh, well, it was cold. I came back in because he was taking too long.
Go ahead.
Now I'm running through the building because I couldn't go out that door.
He's going to get stuck in the stairwell.
If he gets stuck in the stairwell, I'm leaving him the whole show. We'll put some water outside the door and shut the door again just so he can stay hydrated. Okay, Lunchbox,
right, here we go.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm outside. The gate is about to open. Oh, my gosh, it's so cold. Here we go. Listen.
I don't even know where he is. I don't even know of a gate in this whole complex.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah. There he is. Here we go. Oh, he's calling me.
All right, just go get him.
All right. How's it going, man?
All right, Bobby.
All right, look. I need you to take this. This is $100 a pork chop to my girlfriend. It's the only thing she'll eat for lunch. Oh, my girlfriend. So I'm just going to put it here. I'm going to put the seatbelt on it. And if you'll drop it off at that address, she'll be out there to meet you. That's the only thing she'll eat. And she says she's going to break up with me if it doesn't get to her. It's in the phone, whatever address I put in. She'll meet you out there. And this is very expensive pork chop, $100 a pork chop. Okay. And
I can help you out.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You good?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you so much. Take care of my pork chop, man.
I told him.
Yeah, I already told her. She'll meet you out there.
Okay.
All right, thank you. And tell her, never break up with your boyfriend because he's amazing.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Are we for sure we know what kind of meat it is? I looked at it. I thought it was ham. But okay, we'll go with pork chop. Now he's taking it. Hey, Ray.
Hello.
You got to get with Bae and let her know it's coming.
Okay.
She has to go outside and accept
the
transfer of the meat. The mystery meat. What's it called? The mystery meat.
$200 worth.
Is she? Yeah. Lunchbox creates this whole story. So, is she awake?
Yeah.
Okay. So, have her wait for him. Lunchbox, come on back inside.
Okay.
All right. There's a lunchbox right now. Sending meat through an Uber delivery service that we've created.
Bobby Bones.
By the way, these are the kind of bits we do when Amy's not here. For those wondering, that's what happens when...
Help us!
Yes. You know, yesterday, Dierks Bentley put out Woman Amen. I liked the song a lot.
Every night I should be on my knees. Lord knows how lucky I am.
He's talking about that song and what it means.
The song's about gratitude, and the song's about... just the cracks in your heart and love and how you need to have those failures and those cracks for to really let love get in. And so it's an inspiring song. I think this is a really album that has a lot of gratitude in the album throughout every song.
Shaking your faith, I've been broken again and again.
And all that gratitude for me starts at home. I mean, there would be nothing without Cass and the way she's not only made my life. She's just been there through the ups and downs and made me a better person. I don't know where I'd be without her. So for me, to get the message of the album out there, I want to start with this song and this important message about the women in my life, the women in all our lives. There would be nothing without them. For me, it's just an important way to start the album.
She gives me faith. She gives me grace. She gives me hope. She gives me strength.
New Dierks Bentley right there. It's a good one.
Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
We're just trying to order Ubers on our phone and ship things to people. And so we found some old meat in the freezer. And we got an Uber and convinced him it was a very important thing of meat. And they drove it to Ray's girlfriend, Bae. Hey, Bae.
Hey.
Do you have the meat?
I have the meat.
The meat is landed! Yeah. Yes. What did he say to you?
Very good. He would just say, well, it was actually buckled up in a seatbelt. So
the meat was buckled up?
It was buckled up.
Wow,
so
five stars.
Very careful with the meat.
Five big stars.
Tip. Big tip.
Five, wow. Definitely five stars. He was very nice. He even came to me at the door. So
I need to hit him with that six. Ray, $6 tip's the big tip, right?
That's probably the biggest you can do.
Yeah? Yeah. That's a $6 tip. I think we need to start Uber Meats. Like, yeah. Okay, Bay, you do have the meat. Hey, have yourself a nice lunch.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. I hope you enjoy that and let us know how it tastes. It was taken care of. All right, thank you, Bay.
No problem.
All right, there's our audio producer's girlfriend, Ray.
Wow.
And Bay. Hey, when you gonna wifey that up, Raymond?
Think I need to?
You've been together 4 years and she just took your meat, so.
She was a good sport. She was in bed and everything.
Yeah, what up?
Come on, do it.
If you can ever find a girl that'll take your meat that early in the morning,
that's right.
Then just take her and marry her. Wifey her up, buddy.
That's a great point.
No, she's awesome.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey, do we have like a live chicken or something we can send? How do we do that? Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. So I went into a meeting at work and they said, hey, we feel like we could do something to make the show better. And I said, yeah, always love ideas. They said, you need a family.
Oh, wow.
Like, what?
Well, I like that too. Made my life better. You know, but here's how I feel about this show. We're all at different points of our life, even though we're around the same age. Because
it's so true.
Our producer, Eddie, been married for 12 years. Two boys, one 9 and one 4. Amy's been married for 11 years. Just adopted two children. She's with them now, one 10, one 7. Lunchbox is trying to have a baby right now. He's been married for a couple of years. You have me.
Yeah, that's it.
Me, the guy that's still trying to figure his life out
yeah.
on the personal part. Like the professional part, nose down, grindstone.
You got
hit
that.
Hard every day, driven. I got dreams to remember. But, you know, the personal part's a struggle, and I talk about that openly. But that, man, just imagine if you had kids, the stories you could tell.
Well, so what'd you tell them?
No.
No, not going to do it.
I'm not going to create anything that isn't real. I do understand if there were different levels where I was, you know what, my 7-year-old pooped all over me last night. That'd probably be funny. But I'm not going to make something that's not real. But they did recommend it. I was like, thank you for the recommendation. Yeah.
It's really nice of you guys.
I'd like to start with just a successful relationship, like a girlfriend. But we all have different life stories as to where we are. And I'm okay with that. I never want to, you know, present something that isn't. So that's what they recommended to me. And also this morning, I was tempted. I broke the law this morning. I'll be honest.
Did you?
I did. I started my car before I went out.
Bones.
I know. Eddie got in trouble yesterday. A cop said, hey, you can't leave your car running. I'll fine you $100 and give you a ticket.
It is illegal.
We looked it up. It's illegal to leave your car running.
So why did you do it?
Yeah. What are you? Are you just like saying, look, I'm
you're
not
begging
scared.
For hey. It.
I'm a bad boy. What are you doing?
Yeah. I don't even care anymore. It's just
you're
life.
Just, you're just living on the edge.
You wild. Want the law to find you.
I'm wild.
Wow.
Yeah, reckless without a cause. I thought about it and I was like, I can't do this. It was too cold. I left my Jeep running for 25 minutes. We're basically the Jeep club up here, though.
Yeah, we are.
Eddie's got a Jeep. Morgan number 2's got a Jeep. I have a Jeep.
The big boss has a Jeep.
Yeah, big boss has a Jeep. Eddie likes it, though. He says he thinks it's hot when his wife drives his Jeep. That's his new thing. He likes her to drive.
Oh, boy.
Hey, my wife's been driving the Jeep, and I got to tell you, man, she looks nice. Like, as she drives around that thing, and she's got her blonde hair, and like, dude, I can't wait till summertime when she's got the top down. I might just give her the car and let her drive that. It's nice, dude. And she had the four-wheel drive on, and she was going in the snow. I'm like, dang, that's my girl right there.
Yeah.
Hashtag my girl.
You like that?
I loved it.
Does she rap along with the Eminem song?
That's my girl.
That's my girl.
My girl. The Bobby Bones Show.
So if you're a Texas Tech fan, you're familiar with Guns Up. It's where you do handguns, like pew, 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 yeah. And you shoot them into the air back and forth. So in an airport, I believe in Houston, someone was doing the guns up to somebody else. Oh. And if you don't know what guns up is, it looks like maybe you're given a sign to pull out the guns. I know what guns up is because I know all about Lubbock. So, hands up, guns up, TSA guy goes, whoa, no, and runs over to him and thinks they're doing some sign of gun hand sign language.
Is he a Longhorn fan?
No, he didn't know what that was.
I know. It's a joke.
Oh.
Like, he'd be mad at that.
That was a terrible joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stop that.
Oh, sorry.
Terrible joke. Did you play HQ last night?
Yes. HQ is starting to get on my nerves. It's starting to make me feel really dumb.
This is a trivia app on your phone that's live, and Lunchbox claimed he was going to make all the money, because all you have to do is get all 12 right, and you win money.
I get to question three, no problem. That fourth question every time seems to be the most impossible question ever, and I never get it right. And so I am starting to get frustrated and feel like my education wasn't up to par with everybody else because I don't know how people are getting these questions.
I usually get 9 or 10.
9?
I'll get to 9 pretty consistently.
I've never made it that high.
I've never won. I don't ever have any new lives, though. I wish people would recommend me. I don't even know my name. Because you can get an extra life.
Oh.
If you bail out. I do have a game, though. You want to play Name That Tune?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So this is what happens here. And Eddie is good at music.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is not. Morgan, number two, you want to hop in this game? You ever played Name That Tune?
Let's do it.
You ever played that Name That Tune ever?
I haven't.
No. Oh, number two, you don't even know.
Don't call her number two.
Don't call her number two.
That's disgusting. Don't call her number two.
No, I just got it.
Morgan number two.
Morgan number two.
Thank you.
I get it now.
That's a whole other meaning, huh?
Don't do that. Okay, so what happens is I'll play a song from the very beginning of the song. Like you'll hear, and as soon as you know the song or the artist, you yell your name. That's your buzzer. Okay. So if I were to say Morgan number two, buzz in. Go.
Morgan number two.
Correct. Now, that's how you do it, and then I come to you. You get a point if you get the title. You get a point if you get the artist.
Yeah.
Okay? Here we go. And there's a theme, by the way.
Yes.
Something is in common.
Okay.
Name That Tune, song number one, and go.
Eddie.
Oh, I know this.
Walking in Memphis, Mark Cohen.
Correct. What were you going to say, Lunchbox?
Nothing.
He raised his hand to say something. What were you going
to
say?
I thought it was waking up in Memphis.
Yeah, no, it's not.
It's not. It's walking in Memphis.
So, good question.
Yeah.
This song is the jam. The jam.
What?
Yeah.
Like, absolute jam.
He's right, though.
He is right.
Oh. Do you know the words?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. Won't you
look down over me? The blues wake you.
No, that's Elvis.
No.
Hold on. Then I'm walking in Memphis
with my feet off the ground.
Walking with my feet 10 feet off the ground.
No. Feel.
You don't know any of the words.
It is
the jam, but no, you know
it
none of the words.
It is the jam.
All right, song number two. Right. Eddie, you have 2 points.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wait, I got to mark those down. Hold on. All right, I got you, Eddie.
Song number two, Name That Tune.
Eddie. All my exes live in Texas, George Strait.
Correct.
Where you at? He's quiet.
What's the name of the song?
All My Exes Live in Texas.
Thank you.
All my exes live in Texas.
Song number three, are you ready?
Yep.
And action.
Eddie. Havana by Halsey Malsey.
Incorrect on that one. Morgan, number two, you can guess the artist. Go ahead.
Camila Cabello.
Correct.
Oh, I knew that. Eddie.
For theme.
I would like to guess the theme.
Go ahead.
It all has to do geographically with a place.
Correct. Yeah.
Oh, this song, yeah. Yeah.
Eddie just won the game.
Dude, I killed you guys. Come on.
What is Havana?
It's a city in Cuba.
Oh.
Or as I call it, Cuba.
See, you almost got me. I thought I was going to guess they all had to do with Tennessee.
Yeah.
But then I didn't know what Havana was.
Yeah.
So it threw me for a loop there.
Here, we'll run a couple of these. Ready for
this ready.
One? Here you go.
Lunchbox. Concrete Jungle, Jay-Z.
It's not Concrete Jungle.
New York?
It is Jay-Z. It's called Empire State.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm up
You missed it.
I've already won.
Oh, I got Jay-Z.
Yeah, but
did I get Jay-Z?
But you yelled out Concrete Jungle.
That's what dreams are made of. Is that the song?
Okay, here we go.
Yep.
Let's do one more. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Morgan number two.
Morgan number two.
It's Garth Brooks.
No.
Oh, dang it.
Said she needed to clear.
Oh, Eddie. No, Blake Shelton, Austin.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
Eddie's a big winner this morning. Nice work,
come
buddy.
Come on, Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
No one cares, Eddie.
No!
Yeah. I'm going to toss this to you listening. Because Eddie, our video producer, has a 4-year-old who now wants to carry around a pocket knife. So, a lot of parents out there... I'd like to get you on the phone before we talk about this. If you have something you'd like to add, our phone number is 877-77-BOBBY. Your kids, did you let them carry a pocket knife? Or your kids, you decided to let them do what? When you were, I don't know. Because what happened? He asked you, Junior asked you?
Yeah, Junior noticed that I had a little Swiss Army knife. You know, one of the ones that has like a knife, a little file, and a scissor, little scissors on there. And he said, I want that. And I said, okay, well, you can hang on to it. I didn't think he was going to open it. But now he wants to take it everywhere. He has it in his pocket everywhere he goes. And now he wants to take it to the store. He wants to take it to school. And I'm like,
he can't take it to school.
No. He can't take it anywhere outside of the house. And so that's where I'm at. Like, okay, that's cool that you like pocket knives, but he wants to take it everywhere he goes.
So are you going to let him have any sort of little pocket knife except for school to carry around the house?
Yeah, he's going to carry that one.
What if he accidentally takes it to school? Because that happens.
Yeah, I told my wife, make sure like he doesn't sneak that in his pocket.
And you don't care that a four-year-old has a knife?
I think I've already showed him. I didn't know if it was too early or not, but I showed him how to open it and how to close it and how not to cut himself. The only problem is I feel like he's going to have friends over sometime and want to show off and be like, check out my knife.
Of course, he's a boy.
Yeah.
Or he's just a kid. I mean, imagine you as an adult and you get some kind of crazy new gun.
Yeah, I want to show all my
you
friends.
You want to show it off to your your friend.
Lunchbox, check this out.
Let's go in the backyard.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm going to set this hornet's nest. Let's shoot it down.
So you think it's normal that if he has friends over, he's going to be like, check out my knife. I can cut.
I don't know that I would give him a knife without supervision at four, especially because you won't give them Facebook, but yet you'll give them a knife.
Yeah, well, he's not inviting weird people in his life with a knife. In the contrary, he's protecting himself with a knife.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop that.
I don't know. It's a really tricky thing.
What
for
about
us.
A BB gun?
Yeah, they have a BB gun.
Can your four-year-old get it and use it anytime he wants?
No.
Because BB gun's a good thing that Whitney's on in Minnesota. Hey, Whitney.
Hey.
Thanks for calling. Talk about this for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my son just turned 5 at the beginning of December, and my husband wanted to get him a BB gun because he wanted to shoot rabbits. We live out in the country. And I was really hesitant at first, but he said he's only going to have it when dad's around and it's going to go up otherwise. So we got it, and I thought it was going to be like a pistol BB gun, but it's like a big rifle BB gun.
Yeah, does it got a pump on the bottom of it?
Yeah,
like
it's the pump one.
Yeah.
So he can learn how to do it correctly, but kind of took me off guard that it's a humongous rifle.
How do you feel about Eddie letting his 4-year-old have a knife even when he's not around?
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's the part to me as well, when you're not around. Like, I got a 410 when I was probably 9 or 10 years old, a shotgun.
Oh, that's a big thing.
It's a real-life shotgun.
Yeah. It's probably the smallest shotgun shell you can get, but yeah.
But I just knew how to use guns. I was also in 4th grade.
See, that's where I'm at. If I show him the real way,
he's
like
4.
Yeah, safe way to use a knife. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. I think he's all right. And plus, he can use his own scissors, and he doesn't need to bother me. Like, Dad, lend me your scissors. I got it.
Hey, Whitney, thank you for the call. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Hey, Alex in Madison.
Yeah, my son, he also does have a knife. We live on a farm. So it's natural to him. I mean, he drives the UTVs. He drives the four-wheelers. He shoots guns. He also has a 410, actually. And it's his favorite thing. I mean, he goes to school and talks to all of his friends about it, and the teachers just know. We live on a farm. I mean, it's just normal to him.
So let me throw this at you. Eddie does not live on a farm. He lives in suburbia as you could possibly. Because I do think there's a difference, too, in what you need, what you use.
Yeah.
He doesn't need or you. As I present that scenario to you, Alex, does that make you feel any different?
It kind of does, yes. As far as, like, protection, I mean, he's 4. Like, I don't think that's really necessary. Maybe if he was just around Eddie just to get the feel of having it in his pocket or something. But actually having it and protecting himself at 4, I think that's a little too far. Even my son, he has it when he's on the farm. But if we were to be out or something, I wouldn't even let my son have it for protection on himself.
Yeah, protection. A 4-year-old protecting himself is going to stab himself.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I would just scoop him up anyway. You're 4. Hey, thank you very much, Alex. I appreciate you.
Yep. Bye.
So let us know how that goes. And hopefully you don't have to let us know how anything goes because nothing will happen.
Yes.
Meaning hopefully there's nothing to happen.
Okay,
bad.
So even if he has it. And
I may check in a month. And if I check in, that means nothing bad's happened.
And if you see him someday and he doesn't have a finger, you know what happens.
I do. They have something called Smart Underwear. A company has developed this underwear that keeps track of your workouts like a fitness tracker or smartwatch. I would just be worried this thing would kill the spermies. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Because
you're going to need those.
It monitors sleep quality, heart rate, breathing rate, calories, steps, all the things that you put on your wrist.
Yeah.
You put it in your underwear. So we had talked about this before, but I had not known that there's a 24-hour battery life. There are 6 sensors sewn into the fabric. And like I said, when I mentioned them, I only knew the price. $279 for 4 pairs. So that's a little too much for underwear.
You want electronics in your undies?
I don't. But I've learned that until I experience electronics, I don't love them as much.
Oh, you have to try it out first.
Yeah, I get a feeling if someone ever gave me a pair of these, I'd never change them.
Yeah.
I just watch all my iTunes.
You're going to be looking down watching your iTunes?
Yeah, I was just checking out Netflix. A little episode of Rick and Morty here.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, there goes my battery life.
Oh, there's another episode of The Crown. Cool.
You're just always in your underwear.
That's what I would be doing, sitting on the couch.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Nothing. I'm just laughing at your...
Appreciate that.
Awkwardness.
I'll do one more call. Hey, Joey in Mississippi. How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Bobby?
You're on the air.
I've been trying forever to get with you.
Wait, well, look at this guy. He got it.
He's here.
Well, let me... I'm glad you called. Let me put you on the air. What would you like to say?
Man, I just wanted to comment on the whole knife situation. You know, my son's 8. I don't let him have a knife by himself. Got into argument with my grandparents-in-laws, or however you want to call it, because I do let him have a BB gun, but, you know, only with me while I'm outside with him. But the knife thing, you know, he could have it open, he could run, slip, you know, anything could happen with a knife. To me, it's a big difference.
Me too, because a knife, you can stab yourself. If you have a BB gun that's a long BB gun, it's hard to shoot yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and in that case, it's kind of hard for him to pump it up too. So, you know, he really can't do too much with it without me. So
that's a good call. It's a good point. Hey, I appreciate that call. Appreciate you, buddy.
Man, I appreciate y'all. Y'all do a good job.
Thanks. Thanks, man. Have a good day at work. Cool. Thanks for all the calls. I like that when you guys take part in stuff.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Time for the Bobby Bones Show press conference, which you sit in a room and reporters ask you all these questions and sit. But I like to do it with you guys because you guys ask the real questions that people want to know. Hello, Tiffany. Welcome to the press conference here in Texas. What would you like to ask?
I wanted to know how y'all all met, like how you met Amy, how you met Lunchbox,
right.
Pretty much how the Bobby Bones Show came together.
That's a great question. If you're new to the show, I try to put the show together super organically. So I'm really the only one on the main crew that's ever had radio experience on purpose. I met Amy at a Culver's. I was eating a sandwich and she said, hey, you want a coupon to have some free ice cream? I said, and then next thing you know, we're friends and... I was like, hey, you should come work for me. But it is like a year in the middle of that. I met Lunchbox at a bar. He was working Jason's Deli. He was a delivery driver. Lunchbox worked part-time for a year and a half. Didn't even have a microphone. And brought him in. Eddie was my old TV producer. Mike D, who is a writer and producer on the show, was an intern. And he then was running a board in Austin, and I moved him to Nashville. So it's all just been kind of that. I've met people that I felt were super interesting and that I really enjoyed being around, and I brought them into radio, and sometimes it's not that pretty, but it always feels good because, you know, we're each other's people, real people.
I like the fact that it seems like y'all have known each other for your entire lives, like from elementary to adulthood.
Well, I appreciate that. Sometimes I do feel that way too. But yeah, Lunchbox and I have actually been together the absolute longest at... 12, 13 years, something like that?
14 years.
Wow. Boy, how does time fall? Lunchbox and I have been together 14 years. And that's the poop anniversary.
Yeah.
The 14 years.
Does that feel like babysitting to you?
Nah.
It's good old friendship.
Yeah, it is good old friendship.
Sometimes it does.
You babysit me?
Yeah. I was talking to Bobby, though. Sorry.
Hey, Tiffany, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
Thanks for the question. Press conference is on. Brian in Oklahoma. Go ahead.
Hey, Bobby. How are you?
I'm really good. What's going?
Hey, I had a quick question. I know with a bigger, like, I guess, radio outreach, how does it feel like when you hear, like, other stations kind of, like, take your ideas for segments and all that? Because I know that must be, like, a common thing. How do you feel about that one?
It doesn't bother me, but it's hard to have new ideas. And so who knows if they took it from me or they saw it from TV. I can't let it bother me. And some people have called
And I've told the story before of how Ryan Seacrest called and said, hey, do you mind if I take Tell Me Something Good? I don't care at all. I think it's awesome that that happens. The weird thing has been when we came over to this format and they asked me what I wanted to do and I wanted to go to country because I'd worked all formats. I'd worked pop, alternative, sports talk. I'd done it all. And I was like, I want to go to country. And they're like, that show will never work. You're too normal. You're not wearing cowboy hats. You're not a cowboy. Well, now they're creating shows in our image. That's a weird part right now. And I'm not annoyed by it, but there are a lot of shows out there now that are like us when they told us we would never work. Does that make sense?
That does.
So that's fine. That's actually cool to me because we've kind of broken it. Now everybody wants to be a normal human, which is what it should have been anyway. So, but no, I'm not really bothered by that. I'm bothered by other things, but that I'm not bothered by. It's more of a compliment. But thank you for the question, Brian. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good one.
There we go. It's press conference here, so you're able to get in here. We got lots of... Yes, go ahead. Let's go over
one
to...
One question, please. One question at a time.
Stephanie in Pittsburgh. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Bobby. I was curious if you guys had an update on Amy. I was following her story with the kids, the company I work for. We do a lot of work in Haiti, so it was like super intriguing, and I just didn't know what was up with her these days.
So what's up is, if you're new to the show, my main co-host, Amy, who's not here, she hasn't been here since last year. She has been was in a five-year adoption process. She finally got her kids from Haiti. They're 10 and 7 now. The girl is 10, the boy is 7. And it's been a lot for her. She's on leave. I told her, come back whenever you want. It can be 6 months. It can be tomorrow. No rules. Just when you're comfortable, you come back. And there's been a lot of struggle. I talked about yesterday how, you know, those kids, that their only environment they knew was the orphanage. So they're in a new country with new people. It's cold. Even little, they have a bedroom, which is weird to them because they lived in open rooms. And there's a Bobby cast with Amy where she talks about a lot of the struggles. But I don't know when she's going to come back. I talked to her yesterday, and it was, I know I probably said we were leaning toward this time, but she goes, I don't think that's going to work. So I don't know. And I don't know that she stays when she does come back. And I've said that, and I don't know. And I don't care. And the fact that I'm not going to get upset. If she wants to go be a mom all the time, awesome. I think that's what she should do. The only rule about this show is, you got to go do what's important on the inside, like your family, your heart, and then the show figures itself out. But that's the update on Amy. She took her son to the dentist yesterday for the first time. So you know, all that stuff's new. She's experiencing lots of new things.
I think it's incredible what she did. And like I said, the company I work for, we do a lot of work in Haiti. So we get the culture, and we know how shocking it can be to come here versus being there. So I think that's awesome. I think like what you're letting her do from an employer standpoint is amazing.
Oh, again, employer Shamoyer, she's like one of my best friends. And so we're not always going to do this radio show. You get fired tomorrow and Amy will still be my friend. So Amy's the saint of this show. She really is as good as it seems on the show. Me, not so much. Amy, amazing. So yeah, she's fantastic. Thank you for the call, though. I appreciate the question and thanks for listening at Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Bye, Stephanie. Got to hit you with this. Appreciate you. Let me go one more. Steven in Florida. I mean, I can take more, but I just right now. Steven in Florida. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Welcome to the press conference. Yeah, let's go over to Steven. Steven, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, yeah. So what are some pet peeves that each of you guys do to each other that every time it happens, you guys are just like, why do you have to do that every single time?
Okay, I'll just tell mine. Eddie's late. It drives me absolutely bonkers. Bonkers. I mean, I've sent him home. I think it's hurt Eddie's bottom line, too.
Huh?
Meaning, I think sometimes people don't trust you're going to be places, so they don't offer you jobs.
You.
Oh, me too,
you,
for
yeah.
sure.
You
yeah.
for sure, you.
For sure, yes. Me, but I think other people do. So that's Eddie. With Lunchbox, I don't know they have pet. We've been together so long, you just know. He gets angry about really dumb stuff. Like, super angry.
Like red in the face.
About trivial things.
Like, why are you upset about that?
Yes. Like, we'll play a game on the radio. We're not competing for a scholarship. Yet, he will throw a fit, break stuff, scream at people. And it's like, whoa, control the rage, buddy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sounds about right. And then what about you guys with Bobby? What do you
They have none. I'm perfect.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
He
needs everyone to be early.
You're cutting out.
Wow.
Steven, you're cutting out. I'm losing the signal. No, I'll go to them. Go ahead. Lunchbox, what's your pet peeve about me?
Oh, where do I start?
Okay. He is.
He always acts like if you're on time, you're late. And it's so annoying because he makes you feel bad for being right on time. Like, why don't you get here 10 minutes early?
Oh, we've got adults here. Oh, good.
Yeah. I'm annoying because I'm an adult. Go ahead, Eddie.
Okay, my turn.
Go ahead.
Ah, man, it's just no one can be late around you, Ralph.
Oh, like, stop it with that.
It's like back to high school. Lock the door if you're late.
That's right.
Oh, another annoying thing is he's always right. He's so smart, so he knows everything. So
I don't think I'm always right. 83%.
I'm not saying you think. I'm saying you are always right.
Oh.
Like when there's a question, he knows the answer, and you're like, can't anybody else just get it? Can someone not know besides Bobby? Ugh.
See, Lunchbox is mad again.
It makes me feel dumb.
He's
going to
beat me up.
My pet peeve.
I'll say this. I've really tried in the last couple of years to not be as much of a know-it-all and just know-it-all.
That's hard, huh?
Yeah.
Right. Just sit back and be like, I knew that one.
Because I can come off that way. And I know. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that. But I try to sit back a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I'll be like, I think the answer, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because I know I can rub people that way.
We appreciate your effort.
And it's not 100%. On that, because sometimes I sound like a complete know-it-all. And I'm embarrassed of myself sometimes.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you.
Any more questions from the crowd?
Well, they're calling. If people want to keep calling, they're welcome too. 877-77-BOBBY. So they can call. I got people asking about lots of stuff over here, about my book. I'll just say this because summer. That's all we're saying now.
The release time.
Yeah. We're changing the title.
Oh, no.
I got a note yesterday. I asked.
Oh, what was the original title?
No, I can't because it's still part of it. No.
But if you're switching it, we want to know.
More I'm inversing it. Inversing
I don't know
title.
What that means.
Switching it up. Keeping it, but switching it.
Got it.
I've been working on this controversy. I can't really say what it is. Remember for like the last 4 months, I've been trying to find the right controversy to be a part of. I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't want to steal anything.
No.
I got to find a controversy that gets me in the news, and I think I have it.
Are you breaking the law?
No.
Okay.
I can't say anymore.
Okay.
And I don't want to say too much because then I may not be included in the controversy, which I'm really... I haven't been in trouble in so long.
I know, and you don't even tell us about these things.
I told Morgan number two.
Oh, that's right.
Yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's juicy
your long
stuff.
Friend, Morgan number two.
Yeah, you've been here so long. Glad she gets to know the secret.
I don't want to say anymore because then when it comes out, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry. But that's all for now. We just had a talk yesterday about psychics and have friends that go to the psychic and they pay them like $140 an hour. It blows my mind. Someone will pay $100. I go to a therapist, I don't pay that. To actually talk to somebody who for sure has academic...
Yeah, they've studied this.
People who got too much money. But these people don't have a lot of money.
Wow.
So, okay. Psychics, to me, I'm not even saying they're not real, but I don't think they're real. And there's a difference. I'm not saying they're not real, because what do I know? All I know is what I can see and have done and what I believe. It's like aliens. I don't think they're aliens, but I would never say there aren't, ever.
Because you don't really know?
Because I don't know.
There you go.
That being said, I don't think psychics are real. But I don't really know.
who knows?
But there's this celebrity psychic Nikki. Before I tell you what she predicted this year, listen to what she predicted last year.
Oh, no. Did she nail it?
She predicted a devastating hurricane in Texas.
Uh-oh.
A mass shooting at a casino, which was the Mandalay Bay.
Wow.
The wildfires in California, the passing of Hugh Hefner, the revelation of Selena Gomez's medical scare, which was a kidney transplant.
Wow.
And here's what she sees for 2018.
Uh-oh.
She nailed all that and you're saying she's not real? This is...
I don't know how many things she put out there, though, is the thing.
Well,
but yes, that's some stuff. Let's just act like it's real for a second.
Yeah, now we know. Let's remember these.
She's predicted such things this year in 2018. A movie star, doesn't say who on this one, will be killed by a shark. Now, that's
what?
Even though she's not saying who it is, a shark death is something... That's pretty specific.
Yeah, we'll remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel will split, according to her. I can't wait to hear his record, by the way. I had a friend who heard it last night. Said it's really good. Said it's, I don't know, I'll get on that. I'll stay to this article here.
Just from Jessica Biel and Timberlake. That's That's rough.
A wedding for Jennifer Lopez. Not that crazy because her and Alex Rodriguez are pretty strong.
True.
A scandal around DiCaprio.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Single dude. Dates a lot of younger models.
Younger but legal.
Yeah, yeah, I know. But
single dude, prominent dude.
He's out. He's out and about.
Scandal.
Who knows what it could be. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, here's one. Death and Health Watch. Taylor Swift.
Ooh.
Britney Spears. Schwarzenegger. Pink. And Alex Trebek.
They're all on what?
Death and Health Watch from
well,
her.
Well, Trebek has like, he just had brain surgery. So
yeah,
that's
pretty
kinda
easy to go.
Yeah, that was a pretty easy one to put in there.
But I mean, she puts Taylor on the
Taylor,
list?
Taylor, Britney?
World predictions. Kim Jong-un in danger or could vanish?
Oh, just disappear?
Ooh. A giant rabbit 6'10" will be found.
Oh, come on.
And he will be known as Shaquille O'Rabbit.
Oh, goodness.
That's funny.
A pink cow will be born in China.
Interesting.
Okay.
That's probably already happened.
Yeah. And there's not
some weird
us.
Stuff news comes out of China.
A meteor hits San Francisco.
Oh.
There was a meteor over, was it Minnesota?
Yeah, I saw it was
Michigan. It was Michigan.
Detroit. Detroit. That's
where
what it
was.
Big,
and everybody's like, yeah. What? And did you see in California whenever they did the SpaceX and it looked like a spaceship in the air? They were filming that. It's crazy. Never mind.
So wait, a meteor is going to hit San Francisco?
According to the psychic. Also, a spaceship could land and take hostages. If that happens, it's over. There are no more.
Wow.
If a spaceship ever lands and we find out about it and they take hostages, any sort of rule of government that we have is over. It's every man for themselves. Any borders are done. It's gone.
I'm going to tell you right now, she was making sense until that one. I don't buy spaceships coming and taking hostages.
I agree with you on
listen,
that.
Listen, I don't think it will happen, but I don't know.
We don't know.
Until it happens.
We're not sure.
I don't know. And I'll give you a couple more. Here's a wild weather prediction. One of my favorite places in all of America and the home to Morgan number two. A large tornado will hit Wichita, Kansas.
No.
That's what she's predicting.
Oh.
Although, I'll say this. I love Wichita, Kansas.
Me too.
Morgan number two is from there. She's like, nah.
Yeah, she said something the other day that was like...
She's like, it's fine. It's, my
it's fine if it went home. Off the map.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
I love Wichita, just, and I love my family.
You just don't know the people like I know the people.
Obviously.
Yeah.
There's just not a lot there.
Bull.
Yeah,
there's a lot of great people there.
Yeah, I love it there.
I'm not the people.
I once considered buying a place there.
Really?
Yeah.
Downtown?
Sure.
Or out there, out
just
kind of
out, just out. Oh. I just had a place. But then I was like, nah, I'm like, I don't want to do that. Did not get there.
Oh, people are real
it's
nice.
Like, I got to connect to get there.
Oh, that's true. Yes, there's no direct flight to Wichita. Flights. I hate that.
So, okay, there's all your psychic predictions. Anybody freaked out?
No.
I'm a little freaked out about a couple of them.
Yeah, which one freaks you out the most?
The aliens taking hostages.
I thought you said that wasn't going to happen. Why would you freak out?
I'm freaked out because if that does happen, I'm worried they're going to come for a celebrity.
Like?
Hello.
Oh, you?
Oh,
I'm pretty cool.
All right. Bobby Bones. You take ibuprofen, Lunchbox?
No.
That's good. I know you're trying to have a baby. Ibuprofen has a negative impact on the testicles. So they're saying that it's linked to infertility.
Really?
Stay away from the ibuprofen. So ibuprofen is taken by athletes, and a small sample of men developed a hormonal condition. And it just goes into the words I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, I don't even know what ibuprofen is.
Advil.
You can't take Advil either?
No.
Well, I'm not saying you can't, but they've seen a connection between men who do and infertility.
Okay, because I take Advil a couple times a year.
You're probably good.
Yeah, that's not enough.
A couple times a year.
I know, but they said athletes, and I am an athlete, but I don't take Advil all the
time. No, they...
Professional athletes.
Do you still consider yourself an athlete?
Absolutely.
I don't know that I do anymore, and I work hard. I hit it hard. 5-6 days a week. Hard.
How do you not consider yourself an athlete?
Because I see other athletes, and I think I'm too old to be... I'm 37. Too old to be an athlete. I'm probably in as good a shape as I've ever been, but I don't think I'm an athlete anymore.
I mean, I did get called out as an athlete. Like, I was at my soccer tournament this weekend, and you had to have a little card to zap into Disney World to get in. And I go to zap in, and my card wouldn't work, and I hand it to the lady, and it said athlete on it, and she goes, "You're an athlete?"
Rule.
And I was
case
like,
in point.
Ah, that kind of hurt. That was a little bit like a little punch in the gut. Why are you saying that, lady?
Have you seen pictures of Mark Wahlberg with no shirt?
No.
Like TMZ will have him. He's jacked.
Really?
I'm talking about, he's got like an 18-pack. His abs have a set of abs on
that's
them.
That's not possible.
No, it's so ridiculous that you think, and it, I think too, I look at him and I go, oh, he's definitely on something. Because again, I work hard and I eat almost perfect and I just can't have that kind of body.
Oh yeah, he's pretty jacked.
But he's jacked.
Man, dude.
And the hater part of me goes, oh, he's for sure on something. That's a hater part of me. He's all, it could be genetically blessed, could work hard, all that. But the hater part goes, he's on something. So the story comes out, Mark Wahlberg has denied involvement in an illegal steroid ring estimated at $10 million.
Whoa!
A convicted steroid dealer, Richard Rodriguez, identified Mark Wahlberg as his Hollywood accomplice. I'm going to say this about steroids. The money part is the part that would bother me the most, especially if this money's going to funding illegal bad things. The fact that adults take steroids doesn't bother me one bit. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're not trying to compete or anything. I mean, they're just trying to look the best they can.
Well, that's a whole rule in competing.
Right, for sports.
And again, not even illegal. Don't. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's just, you want to have the rule, fine. It doesn't bother me if somebody takes steroids. Does it you, Lunchbox?
Not at all.
An adult knows what they're doing. They're not hurting anybody else.
Mm-hmm. You're grown up.
You can steroid and drive.
Yeah.
It's not even, you know.
Yeah, it's not mind enhancing or anything.
So there's, in Hollywood, obviously an underground market for these. Because dudes want to be jacked. Because they got to be on camera, too.
Now, do you feel it's unfair because if they're illegal steroids and they're getting the upper hand on other actors for certain roles? Just throwing it out there. So, like sports, some people do it and they get the upper hand. They get a bigger contract. Maybe he's getting the upper hand, getting more movies because he's on the illegal steroids and actor B is not.
If I could, I've thought about this. If someone said, hey, I'm going to give you a steroid and you would be 30% funnier on the radio, 40% more compelling, and who knows what it would do to you, what I take, I would think about it.
the who knows what it do to you wouldn't scare you at
it
all?
It would. Yes, it would. But I would go, huh.
Yeah.
I would think about it. Would I do it in the end? Probably not. Listen, I'm no saint. Everyone would say, look at Bobby, he's a nice guy.
he's an angel.
Look at him, charity, Mr. Like, those things are important to me, but I'm no saint of a human that sometimes people will go, man, you really disappointed me, Bobby, when you popped up. I'm a douche.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I didn't mean like
that. Oh, man. I mean, like,
you're human. You're human.
I game the system.
Yes.
We all do. So, yeah, I thought about that. Just being real, I don't know that I wouldn't do it. For me, my body isn't of super importance. I try to take care of it, but it's not the same.
I just don't know how you can get 40% funnier.
Oh, I do.
Through taking steroids?
No, he just means period.
Yeah, period. Well, I mean, he is already up there in funny, yeah, so how do you get 40% funnier?
Right, now you're making fun of me with your double reverse psychology. I have thought about taking HGH.
What is that?
It's human growth hormone.
It stops you from aging.
Well, for different things.
Wow, Peter Pan pill.
Your recovery process, athletes recover faster. I mean, I'm not an athlete.
Oh, like you
like,
heal faster. Like if you break your leg.
A lot of things, yes. I just can't do needles.
See, all that stuff, like why wouldn't a person take that? If it's going to make
you
better.
Because you don't, there's not enough knowing what's going to happen.
It's the, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
And it's illegal to get. So,
yeah.
Again, I'm a rule breaker, man.
Yeah, rebel.
I think I got to this spot right here.
Rebel.
Not by walking that fine line of rule.
Breaking the rules.
But you were clean. You weren't steroids. You weren't HGH. You kept your body clean.
My body.
I mean, but he wasn't competing in the Super Bowl or anything. He was just trying to be funny.
By the way, the four, Battle for Stardom.
Yeah.
8/7 Central tonight on Fox. The four is back again. Yeah. You can watch that. That'll be on. I was talking about Ed Sheeran earlier. Ed Sheeran has the number one pop song right now with a little song called Perfect.
Baby, I'm
offhandedly made the comment, I wonder who's going to sue him for this one. Because he's been getting sued a lot. Like, Shape of You. And sued means, I believe you just add the songwriters.
Hmm.
Now, the Robin Thicke thing, they had to pay millions.
Oh, that was a big one.
That's a big one. But I think TL, the writers of No Scrubs, and you may fact check this, but the No Scrubs people got on Shape of You. I don't want no scrub. I'm going to have a shape.
That's right.
So, he had to add them. I think Marvin Gaye's estate said that, remember...
Yeah, that was...
That was his big other slow one. That sounds like this one.
Thinking out loud?
Yeah.
Thinking out loud.
When you hesitate, what you used to before.
Yeah.
You're sitting down on your feet.
Yeah.
So he wrote this song, The Rest of Our Life, for Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Now, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill didn't write this. They're not in the suit at all. But just listen to this song to tell me if you think they're similar. By the way, I really like Ed. I just feel like I should talk about this because it's a thing.
Sure. And don't you say, like, if you get, like, sued, it means, like, you're really good and people try to... Like,
oh, well, the bigger you get, the bigger target you are.
Yeah.
Always.
So he probably expects it.
Yeah.
Probably doesn't want it, but expects it.
I agree. When you're a massive superstar, anyone that's written anything that sounds like yours is going to go... And even if it just does, and even if you didn't hear it,
like, yeah,
you still may lose out. So, yeah, okay, here we go.
I'm curious. I want to hear this.
Here's the rest of our life. Tim McGraw. Here's this artist called, I don't know who it is. It's some singer, but it's called When I Found You. Okay?
Okay. Ugh.
Tim McGraw? I shouldn't say Tim, Ed Sheeran. Yeah. It's Ed Sheeran. Tim's singing it, but it's not, he didn't write the song. Ed Sheeran? Is that similar to your Lunchbox?
I mean, they're identical. I don't know which one's which.
Yeah, I don't know that I would either.
Bones, that's the same song.
It switches up a bit as it goes on, but yes, it's Man. Very similar. Yes, Lunchbox.
So are we starting to think that Ed Sheeran ain't the real deal?
I'm not. I think he's the real deal.
I mean, he sounds great, but it seems
I can tell you this, just from my, just creatively in a different space. I've heard people talk about things that are super funny, and I go, that's funny, and it goes into my subconscious world of brain, don't know. And then I'll think of something and go, oh, you know, not realizing that I've heard it somewhere else. And I'll write this joke. And then I'll go, oh, no, I heard that. I can't tell this joke anymore because basically I subconsciously stole a joke from someone. And I've had to cut jokes from my comedy act because of that.
Can you get sued for stealing jokes?
Nah.
Oh.
No.
You just don't want to be a joke stealer.
I just don't want to do it. Yeah. And I think we all hear things in store, even musically. There are only so many combinations of things as well.
I'm surprised it didn't happen more. But dude, but that sounds, I mean, that's right on, like, both of those.
It is very, it's very.
Da, na, na, na.
Yeah, here's, again, the version Ed wrote and the other artist. Yeah, it says Ed Sheeran hit with plagiarism lawsuit over a song that
he
co-wrote.
That person just made a lot of money.
Yeah.
Jasmine Ray.
Ray. She's like, thank goodness.
She's rich.
If she wrote it.
She's like, I needed that.
She's like, thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed.
Being, guessing for, and having a song that sounded like mine. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
All right, Bobby, in for Amy. Animal voice translator is coming. Scientists are creating a bark translator so we can actually talk to our dogs. Scientists and animal behavior experts are working on a pet translator. They say within 10 years, which is a bit, but you got to imagine in the last 10 years, we had nothing like this.
Don't you know right now, though, what your dog is pretty much saying?
Nah, I think I do, but...
Like mine is like, I'm hungry and I want to walk.
Yeah.
That's it.
I always think of mine as a four-year-old human. What would a four-year-old want?
Hungry?
To be pet, to play, to eat,
yeah,
to have some sort of affection. That's what
pretty
I think
it.
About. Yeah. My dog... When they gave him about 6 months to live, was 5 months ago, and he's still rocking, man. He lost a little weight. He's losing his hearing a bit, but he's still rocking.
That's
it.
Great.
5 months in. I got to take him back in the 20-something for the cancer check again to see if it spread, but he's rocking it, man.
Do you think your dog says, I love you?
No, I don't know that he knows what that concept is. I can't put a concept of someone or something into a brain, so I don't know. Maybe in his own way. Maybe in... My belly's full now, and I appreciate this feeling. But
that's
I don't,
his love.
Yeah, I just think we all love differently.
Yeah.
So, how do you know if a tree loves you? Yeah,
they might.
No, a tree doesn't have feelings.
Who knows? They grow.
You don't know that.
They do grow, but they
live.
They don't
die.
Have expressions.
You just don't know because you can't read it. I don't. Listen, I'm not arguing for the trees have feelings.
I like that argument though.
But I'm just saying we don't know what we don't know.
Dang, that's deep.
Thank you very much. You want less stress at work? Well,
yes.
Ride your bike there. Researchers found the people who bike to work are a lot less stressed during the day. Probably because they're late, and that's just how they live their life anyway.
Laid back.
Yeah.
Get there when I get there.
Take the old 10-speed. I'm going to head out to work at the smoothie factory. Most people biking to work probably work at smoothie factories or cigar shops.
I worked with a guy that biked into work, and he would leave his wet, sweaty stuff on the bike all day. He'd be like, Bleh. He had two sets of clothes to work.
Couples worry about saving money with partner. A new survey finds that while 70% of couples share a checking account, and almost that share a savings account, one-third of those have crazy feelings of anxiety, confusion, and fear about saving with their partner because money communication doesn't happen. Lunchbox and his wife don't even know how much money they have together. They have no idea. He doesn't know
weird.
What she has. She doesn't know what he makes a year.
Correct.
Strange.
Keep it simple.
I it's hard for me to judge. It's weird for me to hear that, but it's hard for me to judge because I've never shared an account with anybody. I've never been married.
I know a lot of people that have separate checking accounts from husband and wife.
Different, though, having separate and also than not knowing.
Mm-hmm. Or not wanting to know. Like, he doesn't care what his wife has in there, and she doesn't care what he has.
So I know people with separate, too, but they know what each other has.
I mean, I know what she makes a year.
Okay.
But, so when she signed, when she got her job, I knew what she was getting because I didn't want her to be on my level.
Oh, my goodness.
But what if she made more than you? That's more money.
It's separate money, so it's not the same money.
Okay.
And he wouldn't allow her to make more money than him.
Who's it? What's this allowing
him
stuff?
That's his philosophy.
It's so dumb.
I'm the main of the house.
You understand women are smarter than us anyway, right?
Not all.
Most.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah, I believe so.
They just use reasoning more. We use gut instinct.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
And
that's
my right. gut never lies.
I was thinking about this yesterday, and I've said it on the air. I surround myself with strong, super smart women because I trust them to make better decisions more than I do dudes. Everybody, all the big positions in my life that I trust are all females. And I was also raised by females, so I'm comfortable there. But I would much rather have a female everything than a male.
That's why you keep me in Lunchbox down here?
That's why you guys are here. Yes. Oh, that's right.
It makes sense.
That's right.
Who do you trust more to make a decision?
Go ahead.
Eddie or myself?
Eddie? I mean, I don't know.
He said
I have to think about it.
He said it. That was his gut instinct, dude, and it's never wrong.
My gut. His gut can be wrong.
Great outdoors equals greater attention in kids. New study says that when kids are given a lesson in an outdoor setting, they're more attentive and engaged.
Like giving them a knife.
Okay, you gave your 4-year-old a knife, and I saw him text you, and it was a bunch of emojis and misspelled words.
And you're like, are you going to give this guy a knife?
Yes. I can tell you, when I was in school, though, and they would go, hey, let's go outside and take a class. I never focused. A squirrel.
Birds.
Yes.
Butterflies.
Yeah. I'd throw pine cones at people. Yeah. So there you go. There's your pile of stories.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
I had to go to the dentist yesterday. I went in at a 3 p.m. appointment, and I went, and I have to get gassed. My dentist, by the way, is fantastic. They're not a client or anything. They're Dental Bliss in Franklin, Tennessee. Oh, my goodness. I am the biggest baby. I go into this place, and I'm anxious. I have my fingertips numb because I'm just like, oh, great. I had to get a tooth, I don't know, removed from my brain or something. It had grown into my brain. I'm not even sure exactly what happened. So I go in there to put me under, put the gas under, and I'm so anxious. I take the gas, and I'm pumping it hard. And it just isn't setting in because I'm so anxious that I'm going to. So they turn it up.
Oh, give you the extra gas.
They started me low because I don't drink, so my tolerance should be low, but my anxiety balances that out.
Wow, you're messed up, man.
So I go in and I'm rocking the gas. And there was a point where when I was gassed, I went to a magic land. It was amazing.
What was it? What was there?
I don't know, but time didn't exist because whenever I came down from the gas, it was almost 3 hours later.
That sounds like heaven.
I just wonder if that's what being drunk feels like. Because if so,
no.
I got to rethink.
No.
Is it what being high
feels like? Been really, really drunk and I've never been in a magical land.
Oh, it got me through.
Yeah.
And I came on the other side, and my anxiety was gone from a lot of the issues I had today. Again, I've never tried weed or alcohol. I would love to try all of it.
No, I've tried that, but it doesn't – no magical land like that. Maybe – dude, that's crazy. Huh. Next time you do that, you should draw what you see. That way you have like some awesome art.
Oh, I had a whole thing about relationships. I had an epiphany.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like I went to this place. All I can think of is when I'm watching like stoner movies, and they're like, dude – you know how life should just be wonderful and we should... That's what was happening to me. Yeah. And I was like, is this what it's like to be a stoner? Like, even for a second. Like, these things were setting in.
Wow.
There were parts of me that I was thinking to myself, because I was clearer in head.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why are you letting this bother you? Why? In another part, I was thinking, relationships. Like, what's... I was moving mountains inside of my soul while I was on this gap. And I left and I was a different person. And I considered, I was like, man... Should I
play some Hendrix or something? You got anything going on?
That's what I'm asking. I've never been high.
But we don't know. I don't know, dude. I've only
you ever been high?
Yeah, like twice. But
was it amazing?
But I was already drunk, so that's no good.
Oh boy,
that's no good. Oh. There was no magical land when that happened.
Oh man, does anybody have anything they'd like to add to this? I don't want to bring anybody in. I don't think Lunchbox has ever been high.
No.
Yeah.
No, I no came one it else. Clean.
And I have a lot of my artist friends.
Yeah.
Do all the time.
Yeah, like ask them.
But I mean, they're not. They don't know.
they've never moved mountains with their brain.
I'm telling you, my soul went to a different place.
You were chopped. What is that Hendrix song? Chop my hand with a mountain.
Oh man,
dude, you were living a Hendrix song.
It was like in Beavis and Butthead, whenever the movie, whenever they ended.
I don't remember that.
Oh,
Purple Haze. That's it.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You want Purple Haze?
Chop it down with the edge of my hand.
So again, I just wonder. And I know people can judge me for asking the question. I would like them not to, but that's what I felt like. And
what do you call that land?
You
got to have a name for it.
Oh, not honeycomb. No, no.
What? No, Purple Haze.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I don't know why I can't pull that song out for some reason.
I'm standing next to a mountain. No. And I chop it down with the edge of my hand. That was you.
That was me.
What in the world?
Yeah, that's a different magical land. You don't know about that lunchbox.
No, I don't.
I will say this. My dentist is fantastic.
Yeah, but he had to do that.
Not assume a dentist
is
a man.
That was my mind.
Yes, don't do that.
Ooh. Well, I don't. I mean,
I will
how
call
do you, tell
you out
me,
for sexism.
But
in a
how do
heartbeat.
You tell me not to do that if that just happened? Like, I didn't mean to do
it's,
that.
It's built-in sexism.
Yeah, you don't have any respect for women, dude. Yeah. Come on.
No, that's not true.
they can do the same job men can do, Eddie. Come on.
That's it.
This is me last night. Going for the tooth. Why are my relationships all broken, man? Oh, it's because you don't hand over your heart. Even if someone kicks it back to you, it's okay. At least you handed it over to begin with. Why am I letting this work stuff take me to a place that doesn't make my thoughts clear and concise? Let free the anxiety.
With a drill in there?
It's amazing.
Is that how you were talking?
In my head, I was.
Man.
I was talking out loud. I'm going to tell you what else was happening, though, because I was clear in my head. They were playing songs. They asked me what channel I want to listen to, because they'll play, you know, just a streaming channel.
Okay.
Like, I said, pick the John Mayer channel, because I wanted to hear John Mayer songs. And they started playing. I was naming that tune in my head. I was messed up. And I was like, that's Goo Goo Doll's name from the album Boy Named Goo. And they were like, please stop talking about it.
They're like, we're trying to work on your mouth. Stop talking.
It was amazing. My mouth is still sore right now because I had a bunch of needles in there, and they found like something messed up.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Is it all good though? You like?
I got to go back and get it replaced. Hmm. They just put a temporary in, but this song came on, and I was like, "Album Boy Named Goo," followed by "Dizzy Up the Girl," the next record.
They're like, "Great, thanks, Bobby.
Chill
appreciate
out,
man.
Chill out with that." Yeah, that's my experience as a dentist.
Dang.
What was terrible is. It is moving a bit. So I just wonder, do I need to take more?
Go back to the dentist.
No, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
She's going to be like, wow, you're here a lot now.
All I'm doing is taking candy and rubbing on my teeth, trying to get cavities.
Every time you have to write your book.
I have eight Jolly Ranchers all the time, just chilling in my mouth. All right. Yeah, this song was playing, and I knew all about it. Johnny Resnick, lead singer, Boy Named Goo, the record, 19... That was me. Thank you.
Yeah! Bobby Bones
Show.
That's it for today. Tomorrow, the Friday morning dance party. So hopefully you wake up. We'll put you in a good mood as you go to work. You can listen to this whole show back. Just search Bobby Bones Show on demand on iHeartRadio. The snow in my house is getting a little less. So Dan from Dan and Shay is supposed to come by the house this evening and do a Bobbycast, a podcast for my house. So you can search for that Bobbycast on iTunes or iHeartRadio. Hopefully he's able to get up the hill. Danielle Bradbury was supposed to come by 2 days ago. She couldn't get up the hill. So I don't live in the best place whenever it's icy and snowy, but Dan from Dan and Shay should be coming by, and Danielle will be by this weekend. So that's also a songwriter, artist, producer podcast. There's one with Chris Stapleton. We talked for an hour. Karen Fairchild, Little Big Town, Dierks Bentley. Who's the second most listened to? The Jake Owen one's the most listened to because we got into a fight. Like literally and legitimately got into a fight. And then we got out of the fight. So all the Liz happened on that. Search Bobbycast. Have a great day. See you on Friday. That's tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.